Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here this morning. I don't know if you drove here. You might have experienced exceptional amount of traffic because of the bike tour. So it's a miracle that we are all here right now. 谢谢早安，
谢谢大家今天早上来这边啊。那如果大家是开车来或是坐公车，可能发现今天早上那个路很塞车哈啊，所以那个很不简单。我们现在都可以到这边哈，感恩。
And I'd like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude for the work done over the decades by the farshers and also the volunteers who have made it possible for us to have this wonderful place to practice together. And it's every time we come, it's amazing that we have this place, even though we have the construction going on. We can still continue our practice. And this isn't just happen. It's the work of everyone who still support the center in whatever way we want. So, 那我希望用这个机会呢，感恩这里的长期的义工菩萨，或是刚刚来跟我们来参加的义工菩萨还有法师这么多年，几十年了，几十年哈在这边，有些30年了就是一直在这边护持，才有我们今天这么好的道场。就算我们在那边在那个一直还在装修哈所以可是我们还是继续这个道场可以在这边继续修行，这个是很不简单的都是因为所有的菩萨都是出一分力才可以继续下去非常感恩。So is Facebook streaming live now? Yes, okay.And hello, if you're joining us, welcome. And this morning's topic is cultivating equanimity as a Chan practitioner. 今天早上的题目是禅修者平等心的常养这个中文翻译的非常好，不是我翻的那个我都不知道这个字是怎么翻的中文。So I always like to think back how I came up with this topic. When I was asked to come up with a topic for the talk, and I think it happened. It has to do with one day I went on my Facebook feed and someone posted this post that understanding that everything happening in the present moment is the manifestation of the coming together of innumerable causes and conditions that are constantly changing. This is in response to the question of what do you think is the most important Dharmic truth that Buddhists should proclaim now. And this understanding will motivate us to cultivate and maintain clear awareness of everything emerging every moment.As we can increasingly appreciate how each moment is truly entirely new. When things are going well, we are thankful for how the numerous conditions have come together, including our actions and those of many other people, to make it possible. When things are not going so well, we are less likely to fall into despair, as we can recognize that the causes and conditions needed to bring about the desired outcome.We're not fully present despite our best effort. In this way, we can embrace the ups and downs in life with equanimity. When I read this feed on Facebook, I said, man, this is pretty good.
And then I was like, that sounds kind of familiar. Oh, I realized that's what I wrote for Lions Roar. Then in that first issue with the new name last year, I was like, oh, that sounds familiar. So it's interesting. I realized like it's about equanimity, but like they asked me to write something that was very compact, and I thought it would be might be a good topic to sort of explain what this equanimity is all about. That's how I came up with the topic. 那每一次我在那个想我为什么要讲这个题目的时候，都会想回想为什么那个时候是怎么起这个题目的。 那我就想起的是很多月之前，那个我看到那个面书上面有人放这个一段文字上去，就是有一个问题，就是问在我们现在这个世界里面最重要的佛法的教导是什么？那这一段文字写呢。 最重要的呢，应该就是呢，理解真正的理解呢，每一个当下在发生的事情呢，都是因缘和合，而每一个因缘都是一直在变更的。那如果我们有可以这样子的认知跟理解呢，就可以让我们呢是一直在修行，还有呢那个让修行我们的那个清净的。 心清清楚楚的知道呢，每一个当下呢，是在发生什么事情，这样子让我们呢可以呢真正的感受到每一个当下是真正是一个新的当下。这样子呢，当我们当那个事情啊，当我们的生活过得好的时候，过得很顺利的时候呢，我们会懂得感恩，感恩这么多。 的不同的因缘和合，让我们包括其他人的贡献。那当还有呢，当那个事情呢不顺利的时候呢，我们也不会那么容易呢气馁，因为我们呢可以理解到呢当下的因缘呢不足，可是呢我们还是可以呢用我们的努力呢把那个因缘改变的。 这样子呢，我们就可以有这个平等心，一直在面对我们生命里面的波折。那我看到这段文字，说，哎，这个文字好像这蛮好的哈。那我就感觉听到好像这个文字，好像有点面熟。然后我就想起是我帮一个佛教的，美国这边一个佛教的。 杂志给他们写的一段文字，好像原来是我写的，所以我觉得好像蛮面熟的哈。然后呢，我看见这一段文字里面写的这个题目是有关平等心这个题目。那因为那个时候那个杂志叫我写的那一段文字是要很简短啊，可是这个题目是蛮大的，那我觉得或许可以利用这个。 机会那个解释一下这个平等心这个题目。So this is not new, right? This teaching is like, oh, it's good to have equanimity. So, and you probably have read many times in the Dharma teaching that's what we're here to do, to cultivate equanimity. And so when we, upon hearing, reading this kind of a teaching, it's like, oh, equanimity, that sounds good. And I want it. As if it's something we can buy. Where can I buy it? And then our next question is, how do I get it? How do I get it? How do I get this thing called equanimity? Because that sounds good. And the first important thing that we need to keep in mind is that it's not a thing. To be got. It's not a thing. 那这个平等心这个题目啊，这个当然是不是新的佛法啦啊！如果有看过佛法的教导，就常常会听到我们修行啊，都是呢，这是要培养 这个平等心哈。那看到这样子的文字的时候呢，我们通常的可能的反应就是说啊，那个平等心啊，听上去很好啊，很好啊，嗯，那个哎，我想要哎，我想要这个平等心哦，好像就是好像哎，这个东西很好，我很想要，哎，在哪里可以买到？哈，就是这样子的想法，那种心态啦哈，嗯。或许我们下一个题目就会是问题，就是啊，我怎么可以得到这个平等心？我就想第一个需要啊理解的，需要成立的正确心态，就是我们要理解呢，这个平等心不是一个我们可以得到的东西，不是得到，然后就是什么的，不是一个东西让我们可以得到的。Rather, it's not a thing that we can get per se, like any other stuff we have in our life. But it is a practice. Equanimity is a practice. It's not a state. It's not a static state that we just get. What is the practice? It's the practice of remembering that everything is a manifestation of the coming together of many causes and conditions. It's a practice of remembering that everything is the manifestation of the coming together of many causes and conditions. 那我也是什么意思呢？那个这个不是一个可以我们可以去买啊去得到的什么一个东西，这个不是一个这样子。平等心不是这样子一回事，而是这个是一种修行，不是一种心理状态，是一种修行。什么修行？一修行就是修行练习，记得每一样事情每一个状况都是很多很多因缘和聚在一块而产生显现而来的。平等心是一种修行，修行什么？修行练习记得每一分每一秒每一个当下所发生的事情都是很多很多因缘和聚在一块显现的现象，这个就是我们要练习的。 So equanimity is an attitude towards life integral to living a life of practice. 所以呢，我们可以说这个平等心是一种修行的态度。作为一个修行人，我们说我是一个修行人，我的生命是修行的生命，这一种态度，这种心态。So in other words, when we remember to practice, when we remember to practice, this attitude naturally arises. 意思是说这个当下我们记得修行，记得做这个修行的话，这个平等心就会自自然然升起来的。 So practice of what? Practice of cultivating this awareness of interdependence. 修行什么？修行就是修行清清楚楚的知道所有因缘和所有事情都是因缘和互相扶持的。 So equanimity is not something that can be manufactured in our mind and is not contrived. It's not something that can beGiven to us by someone else. 所以这个平等心呢，不是一种那个 心理状态或是一种那个想法是我们是制造出来的，我就想啊，这就是我就是有平等心，不是制造出来的，而不是还有也不是不是装，可不可以装的，哇我很有平等心，不是可以装的，也不是人家另外一个去找一个什么大师那个很有修行的人问他，我也很想要平等心，可以给我一点啊？没有人可以给你，是我们自己修行来的。 So how do we know we are practicing? How do we know we are practicing? Because I was talking about equanimity arises naturally the every moment we practice. How do we know we are practicing?那我们怎么知道我们在修行呢？我们说呢，这个平等心呢，当我们修行那个当下有在修行的时候，就记得在修行的时候，就会自然而升起这个平等心啊。那我们怎么知道我们在修行 ？So, first is that how do we know we're practicing? That.We know we are practicing when we have this awareness of how precious this present moment is. How precious this present moment is. Now, we don't usually remember this because we usually get like annoyed at what's not comfortable or pleasant with this present moment, right? So...Right here, right now, you might be saying, oh, I wish those people just would stop making noise outside the door. Like, is this like I'm trying to concentrate here. Right? So this is what we usually do. We focus on just what's not going right, what's kind of not pleasant in the present moment. Rather than being able to remember to cultivate this awareness of how precious the present moment is, how's like,What's going on right now? It's a miracle. I was just already talking about it. Like, we made it here. We almost couldn't make it here. Like, it's just a miracle because my husband is driving me here this morning. Otherwise, I would still be looking for parking now. So it's a miracle that I'm, like, sitting here talking. But we forget. We forget. The fact that this is happening now, it's a miracle. Many, many, many causes and conditions need to come together for this moment to take place at all. At all. The fact that we are alive, breathing well enough to come here, it's a miracle. But we don't remember to appreciate how precious this present moment is. Rather, we are used to...we used to giving rise to this attitude of taking things for granted. This is like, I can't wait to go to something in the future. Or this is not good enough. Whatever is here is not good enough. The greed, craving, always craving for more. 那我们怎么可以知道呢？我们在修行呢？其中一个我们可以知道，其中一个方法让我们可以知道我们在修行呢，就是当我们可以清清楚楚知道记得发现现在这个当下是有多宝贵的，记得这个当下是有多宝贵的。那我们通常呢不记得的啊，我们通常坐在这边就是，哎呀，这是在只是在想我们觉得不顺心的东西嘛哈。可能有一些菩萨在这里说，哎呀，外面那些人好吵啊，为什么他们这不可以安静一点呢、啊？我们再次希望讲在这里安静一下哈。就我们通常我们的习性就会只会在想。什么东西不好，什么不舒服不顺利，而我们就会忘记记得的，这个 这个当下是不容易的哦。我们这么多人都是健康还是活着的，可以来到这边，今天来到这边一块修行，是不是这个一个很宝贵的一个时间啊？不容易哦，不会再就是我们不知道下个礼拜什么，明天都不知道什么是。我们记得这么，我们可以这么多因缘和合，这么我们都可以来到这一边。因为刚才我们讲了那个开车那个一直很堵车，那是还有很感恩，今天是我先生开车，那不然我现在还在找停车位哈、哦。这个当下我们可以在这边，可以坐在这里啊，听佛法修行，就是很宝贵的。我们记不记得有这样这个当下啊？有些人培养这个心态，可是我们通常不记得。我们通常呢，习性呢，就是呢，就觉得哎呀，这个现在发生的，哎呀，都是不好的，就是整天都在想妄想啊，待会吃饭又怎么好啊？下了想未来的这事情，然后就是觉得现在发生的都是不够好。有什么不好，什么不够，一直在养，不是养平等心，是养贪心。我们平常都是习性都是好。But when we remember to cultivate this awareness of how precious the present moment is, what is that naturally gratitude arises. So like this is related to this whole attitude of it's not contrived. We didn't tell us I have to be grateful. No, we just naturally feel grateful for everything that's here. That's sign that we are practicing. 那当我们记得呢，记得看到这个当下是有多宝贵的时候，很自然的那个感恩心就会升起来。好像我刚才讲，不是制造出来的，不是装的，而是自自然然这个感恩心就会升起来的。这样子呢，我们知道这个当下我们有在修行。那 how else do we know we're practicing? When we're practicing, we also have this awareness of the impermanence of causes and conditions.Besides knowing that everything arises because of the coming together of many causes and conditions, we also know, we also practice remembering that this set of causes and conditions is not going to be like this forever. Everything is impermanent. Right? So whether we like what's going on very much or we really don't like what's going on very much, it's not going to stay.It's going to change. And in this way, especially helpful when we are in a situation that's very, very difficult. That's very difficult. Remembering that this, too, is the coming together of many causes and conditions. And guess what? All those causes and conditions are not permanent. They will change. It is very difficult now, but it's not going to be like this forever.Then it helps us not fall into despair and then help us persevere through the most difficult of situation in life. When we are able to do that in the most difficult situation, we know we are practicing. 那我还有我们可以怎么样知道啊我们是在修行，就是呢清清楚楚的知道这个因缘当下可以当下这个因缘和这些因缘啊都是无常的。我们记得这个当下是因缘和而来的，我们很喜欢这个当下或是很不喜欢这个当下都是无常的，都不会永远是这样子的啊，都会改变的。 这个是呢特别当我们特别重要的，就是当我们在这个当下的经验里面是非常非常困难的时候，非常困难的时候，那个处境很困难很痛苦，那我们就算有多困难，我们还是记得这个也是因缘和合，而这些因缘都是无常的。虽然在当下很痛苦，我们会好像觉得这个是一直都会这样子，就会觉得很气馁啊，觉得想放弃了，可是在那个当下里面我们还是可以记得这个是因缘和合，而这些因缘都是无常的，就有希望可以改，可以改变的，我们就可以不气馁，不放弃，可以继续的走下去，在困难的处境里面还是可以走下去。如果我们可以有这样子的心态的话，就表示我们有记得在修行。And that is very difficult. That's very difficult. And so you might think, oh, like I, you know, it's actually almost impossible when things are very difficult. We get so upset, we get so, we're in so much pain, or we're so upset. I just naturally get, start feeling depressed and falling into despair. I hear that from practitioners a lot. So I just get depressed, and then I stop going to the center, stop going to practice. I like to point out that when we are aware, even when we are aware that we are experiencing despair, that we feel like we want to give up, that is good. It's good because it's a reminder. It's a reminder for us to come back to the practice, to come back to the practice of investigating our mind. So we may not be able to avoid falling into despair because it's such an entrenched habit, but we can remember that, you know what, when I feel despair, that is awesome. We can use this for our practice to remind ourselves to come back to the practice. Because this moment we might be experiencing despair, but we don't have to keep feeling that the next moment. We can change the causes and conditions by coming back to the practice. So, 那很多菩萨就说这个很难了，因为呢，尤其是这个在那个情况很困难、很痛苦的时候呢，我就觉得没有希望了。我就觉得很气馁了，我也常常听到那些禅众会讲到说我觉得很没有希望，然后就会觉得很忧郁，那个然后就是什么都不想做了啊，不想去修行，不想去那个也不想去参加禅中心里面活动，不想就是想躲在家里哈，这很困难的。可是呢我希望指出呢，我们提醒，我们互相提醒哈，就算我们那个习性太强啊，会有这个很气馁想要放弃这个感觉，这个想法，每一次我们想到哎我要放弃了，我很气馁，我要放弃了，没有希望了，每一次有这个想法升起来，这个好的意思是为什么是好？好就是可以，我们可以把它用来提醒我们，每一次有这种想要放弃、很气馁这种想法，提醒我们我要修行了，我要修行了，我要修行，我们回来要记得回来修行，修行，来参我们的心。So what are we talking about? Investigating our mind, investigating mind to look into these deep-seated beliefs and assumptions and worldviews that might have contributed to the disappointment or regret that manifest as this feeling of despair, of hopelessness. 我说这个修行是什么？修行去看我们心，就是去看我们心起心动念里面是不是有一些很精神剔顾的那些习性啊，我们以为我们不知道有的一些心态，是或者是我们的想法啦，我们的观念里面呢，而让我们呢会觉得很失望，对事情，对这个事情，对人，对世界很失望，然后让我们觉得很气馁，很没有希望。One possible example of such worldview of or assumption is that we fall into the belief that the current situation is permanent. It's easy to do, actually, especially when we are not feeling well, when the body is not feeling well, and which cannot sustain the concentration in the mind. To help us remember all these teachings. I can share with you an experience in back in December. I was sick all entire fall semester, starting late September. I got sick for weeks in the cold, and then I got pneumonia, and then by the end of November, I finally was not sick. I said, oh, I guess I'm done being sick. And then I got really sick with the flu. And then I really, really sick, worse than pneumonia. And so I felt like I was like so drained from all the illness. And then there were, I felt like, and then I was looking at four back-to-back trips between in December and January. It was just kind of looking at it as I felt like, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. So that moment of despair and like thinking about possibly canceling some of the trips. And it was an excellent experience. It was very difficult, but the seeing the sense of I cannot do it, the giving up come up in the mind. Like, no. I'm not going to feel like this for the next few weeks, right? So when you feel very, very sick, very, very horrible, you feel like it's easy for the idea that I'm going to feel like this forever, or it's not going to get better. And then you think that you cannot do anything that's planned 2 or 3 weeks away. And it's like, no, like, you know, I feel better than yesterday already, and tomorrow I'll feel a little better because, you know, you cannot be sick forever unless I'm dead. So I'd be okay. And then so just bring myself back from this despair by seeing despair as a reminder to come back to the practice and remembering that this is impermanent. We're noticing that the moment of our falling into the erroneous view that how I'm feeling now is permanent. It's very easy to do, right? 那这个很容易发生的哈。那我们说那个参那个心呢，是看我们呢心里面有什么心态呢？是有点错误的心态。啊，让我们呢有这种这个很气馁的感受哈，失望很失望，或者是很觉得没有希望哈。与其中一个可以举个例子啊，这种想法呢常常发生的，大概每一个人都会有发生这个错误的想法呢，就是呢就以为觉得现在这一个情况，这个很困难的情况呢。是永远都会这样子的，是啊，永远永恒的，我们会讲啊，虽然我们很清楚知道不是永恒的，可能觉得是永恒的哈，尤其是呢，当我们生病啊，身体不好的时候呢， 那个身体不好啊，就让我们那个心啊没有办法，比较那个心力比较弱的时候呢，没有办法啊，可以呢一直每个当下都是很清楚的啊，那个提起这个修行的心呢，就会特别容易发生这个情况。那你想要分享一个最近那个个人的经验呢，就是去年那个秋季的时候啊，是我一直生病啊，那个到九月底开始一直就是生病，那个然后就肺炎啊，然后就是那个到十一月底的，终于就开始不生病了，就觉得啊，终于可以好了。然后十月中就那个流感啊，那个病的比那个肺炎还要严重哈。那个然后之后是一直在忙，一直有四个一直在坐飞机来去去的的事情，一直有事情忙。那个因为那个身体非常那个生病非常不舒服，就感觉到我真的没有办法去做这个事情了，那个就觉得很气，觉得那个想要放弃那个想法，放弃其中一些事情。那这个想要放弃这个念头一看到一生气啊，好像我刚才讲的就是很好，这整个事情发生，整个经验非常好，就是看到想要放弃这个心态这个想法升起，就是表示那个当下是忘记要修行，是忘记了这个当下的因缘也是无常的。因为为什么想要放弃，觉得我没有办法做，就觉得哎呀，我现在这么生病，病得这么严重，一直就是病的啦，我没有办法去做这个事情。那这个当然不是啦哈，这个如果一直这样病就死掉了哈，那个是病今天很辛苦，可是明天好一点，作为明天就是一直慢慢好下来。那我这要做的事情是两三个礼拜以后要做了，这个应该可以了哈。虽然还是有点病哈，还是可以做的哈。就这样子，这个有些想要放弃这个心态，就可以做一个提醒，我们要回来修行的。这个所以是我们可以利用这一些的想法的，来帮助我们修行。Or we might have other ideas that we might also discover that there are ideas, sort of unhelpful ideas or really wrong views, that we're not clear about. And these are the moments that we gain some clarity. Like, for example, idea that things have to be a certain way. I have to feel a certain way to be able to do this.So, one of the things I had to do was to go lead a retreat during that break. And then I was like, I cannot really go lead a retreat feeling like this. Like I can barely walk from this end of the hall to the other end. And it was like, well, that was interesting. It's like, who says no? Like, you know, I can just show up. And as long as I show up fully present, it doesn't matter. I just do what I can do.And I can still be teaching a retreat. And so this is an erroneous view like that arises when in the moment that the body and mind was weak. 或许呢我们会有发现其他的不正见啊，那个或者是说觉得啊，我一定事情要一定是怎么样才可以才是好的哈。我们常常会有这样的一个观念，如果不是这样子就不好了，我就不做了啊。其中我要做的事情呢，就是要去带一个禅修啊活动。那个我就看到我自己想，哎，我这样子啊，连走几步路都没有办法，怎么去带禅修？哈，那我就想，那我就看见这个是一个不正确的观念啊，对。就是身体好可以身体好的带法，身体不好身体不好的带法哈、啊， 我去 出现就好了，出现 就可以去用我的修行来带这个禅修了哈。就看见这可以纠正自己的一些想法哈。所以都是一个很有用的经验。So, I share this experience to help us all learn to use our own life and experience to learn to find ways to remind ourselves to stay with the practice and to also see and check whether we are practicing or not. 那我分享这些经验呢，就是让我们可以大家都可以找到我们自己的方法，去看怎么样去要记得学修行练习记得修行啊，然后呢怎么知道自己在修行，可以观察到自己这个当下忘记修行。所以这个是我们一直一生的功课，就是这样子做下去。 And when we talk about the topic of equanimity, this is I think it's a very commonly misunderstood word. So I want to talk about some of the common misunderstanding. When people think of equanimity, they might have this image of the sun is like, oh, like this, you know, just completely blissed out, you know. And equanimity is, like I said, it's not a state, but many people would think of it as it's a state, and they might think of it as a state of not feeling anything or being numb. Like not being bothered, not just like, oh, it's okay, everything's okay. It's like everything's equal, everything's okay. Right. So this is not a state of no feeling or numbness. So it's very important to keep this in mind. And what that means is that in equanimity means that we are capable of experiencing our natural response to situations as a human being, which can be anger, sadness, joy, pride, worry, and be in equanimity with all that. So what that means is that as a human being, we might find ourselves in the moment experiencing deep sadness as we mourn the loss of a loved one. It's perfectly natural because we're human beings. We're not rocks. We have emotions. And allow that to happen. Allow the naturally occurring emotions to arise, to be there, and allow it to go away when it's time. Or we can be in equanimity as we experience pride and joy at a remarkable achievement. We've just done something great, and we are proud and happy with ourselves for having done so. It's perfectly natural and normal. And is it permanent? No. But we allow that those emotional response that make us human to arise and be there and to leave when it's time, when causes and conditions change. 那这个平等心这个字哈，很有蛮多的那个 不同的错误的理解哈。常常很多菩萨没听到啊，我要平等心啊，就是啊，坐在这边我都心里好平等，很平静，什么都没有，我什么都问题都没有了哈，就是这样的，有这样的啊印象哈。所以呢，让我们造成有一这个错误的理解呢，就是说平等心好像就是，这个心就是没有感觉的，这个心是没有感觉的，什么感受都没有，平等啊，什么都平等，跟没有感受的哈，啊，没有不好，没有好，什么都不知道，这样子是以为是平等心就是这样子哈，那是错误的理解，错误的理解，我就记得。这意思是说呢，这平等心呢，就是呢让我们呢作为一个人，我们是人啊，不是石头，人是有面对不同的情况，生活里面的不同的状况呢，是有我们自然产生的那个情绪的感受的，有可或是是很那个当下那个反应是很生气啦，或是很哀伤啦，很快乐很高兴啦，很骄傲啦，这些那个作为一个人很正常的心理反应呢，我们让这些心理反应发生，让他们在心里面，然后时间到了，因缘改变了，就会自自然然离开，都是不是永恒的。好，可是我们不会说不要去不让他升起来，这样子是也是平等心的一部分。哦，好像是那个作为一个人啊，如果我们有我们很亲很心爱的人离开我们了，我们的心很伤心，是非常正常的，有些人很伤心，非常伤心的感受，那个在那个时候发生，会让他升起来，然后他已经是升起来了，让他在那个心里面，然后时间到了，他自自然会离开。或是我们做一些成就了一些很重要或是很困难的事情，心里面很高兴觉得很骄傲，这个也是很正常，做一个人的这个情绪的反应，也是当下觉得有这样子的感受，让它升起来在心里面，然后时间过了也是会离开的。这个就是让我们完完全全的感受我们的一个活着的人的感受的经验。Another common misunderstanding of equanimity is that being in equanimity means that we just don't worry about what's right and wrong. Some people I can't be a Buddhist because I just or they would complain about that means we don't really we don't really worry about what's right and wrong because you don't want to. You want it's like everything's fine, everything is good. Or refusing to acknowledge that harm is being done. That's the most common objection I hear from people because they don't understand equanimity correctly. Or pretending that everything is okay. This is related to the misunderstanding that equanimity is about having no feeling, having no emotional understanding of what's going on. That's a misunderstanding.那另外一个我常常听到的对这个平等心的那个错误的理解呢，就是以为呢平等心就是不会去想事情是对还是错的， 不去想了，谁是对还是错的，才是所以我常常听到有一些菩萨说，这个他们没有办法接受佛法一些观念，就是说那个他们以为呢，平等心就是拒绝去清清楚楚的知道呢，有人做了一些坏的事情，伤害了其他人。然后而说啊、哦，什么都没有问题，平等嘛，什么都没有问题，啊，这个错误的心态想法呢，是跟刚才我讲的，以为平等心就是什么情绪什么都没有那种想法是有关系的。So, as a practitioner.Engaging in the practice to cultivate equanimity, we do know clearly that someone is behaving in a way that is hurting others, or someone's making it very difficult for things to operate in a group, and we should try to figure out what we can do about it.So rather than sitting here, it's like, oh, you know, everything's fine, you know, and not do anything about it. There's an erroneous understanding of equanimity. And I always think about what Master Shen Yan did. When I was dealing withbusiness at the retreat center, Master Shen Yan. He doesn't say that, oh, everything is fine. You know, many of us have been scolded by him. Like, if you're not doing something right, he's going to let you know in a kind way, right? But like, he's not going to say, oh, yeah, everything is fine, you know, equanimity and not seeing that something's not working. He knows very clearly what's working and really try very hard to do something about it. So equanimity doesn't mean that we just sit here and think everything's okay and not do anything about it and not see clearly what is not working properly, right? Or that someone is doing something to hurt others. 所以就我们修行平等心作为一个修行人那个培养那个平等心呢，是会清清楚楚的知道呢。有人这位菩萨在做一些事情是伤害其他人的，很清楚知道，或是呢很清楚知道人在做事情呢是让大家大众呢没有办法好好的一块合作做好事情，很清楚知道这个情况在发生。清楚知道呢，然后呢还有想呢，看看有什么办法可以改善这个情况啊，而不是说呢哦平等心哦什么都可以，什么都没有问题，都是平等嘛啊，就不去处理它。我们可以常常都可以回想师父是怎么样处理事情的啊，师父看到事情有什么哪里有问题，哪里谁做的事情有问题，他清清楚楚知道。然后我们有一些人给师父骂过哈，跟他讲的跟他师父跟你讲这个这样子做是有问题的，因为他师父就会想怎么可以做什么用什么方法把事情改善。而不是说在那边哦，平等心啊，哎，这个都没有问题，都好，都很好，是非不分，不是这样子的，是平等心，不是是非不分的，是非不分的。好，我们要记得不是这个意思。Of course, related to that is that we are all practitioners of equanimity is very clearly very clear about the fact that hateful or violent acts are being directed at someone. We don't sit here and think that, oh, it's all okay. And we see clearly that that is not conducive to the well-being of both the perpetrators and those being hurt. Right? Perpetrator, it's not good for them because by doing that, they are cultivating more hatred in their mind. So we are very clear that that's what's happening. Some people like to say, oh, that's discrimination. No, that is discernment. We understand what is going on. 还有呢，那个修行平等心的修行人呢，是很清楚呢，有一些人在做一些充满嗔恨心的行为，伤害其他的人，然后呢，很清楚呢。 这个情况呢，是对受伤害的人，还有这个充满嗔恨心来伤害其他人，两方面都是不好的。很清楚了哈，去伤害人的人对他不好，因为他一直在培养嗔恨心，哎，是不是对他不好啊？然后受伤害的人当然是对他不好啊。 那有一些人呢，就会觉得，哎呀，这样子想呢，好像是好多分别心啊，我在分别这个，分别这个好，不是这个是，一个清清楚楚的知道在发生什么事情，我们要弄清楚，而不是说什么都一样，平等心不是说什么都一样。 But we need to be very careful. When we engage in this, when we engage in the practice, to watch our mind. Is our mind giving rise to hatred of our own when we see that, oh wow, there's people, they are doing these violent, hateful acts, that's awful, and I hate these people for doing all these hateful things. Well, so now, in addition to these people doing hateful things, we are giving rise to more hatred because we hate these people for being so hateful. So how are we going to be a positive force when our own mind is filled with hatred and bitterness? So we have to make sure we remember to engage in the practice to look at what's happening in our mind when we are busy judging others. 那可是呢，当我们做这个看着其他人这些外面的一些情况呢，说好像有人看到有人做一些很暴力的事情哈，我们要很小心，要关照我们的自己的心，看看我们很清清楚楚的知道这个事情是很暴力的。 是不对的，我们应该想办法去改善它。同时间，我们有没有自己心里面升起嗔恨心？会不会说：“哎，这些人好坏哦，这么暴力，这么多嗔恨心，我恨他们，我好恨这些人有这么多嗔恨心。”哎呀，阿弥陀佛哈，那个。 本来只是那些人有嗔恨心，那我们现在我们也加这个也参加了哈，参加也加一些嗔恨心，哎呀，那个就是我们也成为那个问题的一部分了哈，所以呢，要这个修行要清清楚楚的照顾自己，我们的心清清楚楚知道自己的起心动念是非常非常重要的啊。 那我记得呢，前阵子我去那个一个学校哈， 有一个菩萨，就是有这样子的情况哈，这个蛮可爱的。So like I remember a little bit ago, I was teaching a workshop at Yale University, and there was a student. We were talking about cultivating compassion, and the student were quite riled up about the political situation, and she was sharing with me that she didn't want to practice compassion. She said, I didn't want to cultivate loving kindness because she was afraid that she will end up with too much equanimity and peace in her mind, and it would stop her from wanting to fight for justice. Right. So it was, I'm very appreciative of her honesty in sharing that. I think she's not alone. So it was one of those times that talking about compassion wasn't a very popular topic. 那这位菩萨就是我去Yale 那个耶鲁大学那个教那个禅修的时候呢，有一位学生跟我分享了说，那天呢就是我们修行那个培养慈悲心哈。那那天的学生呢，大学生里面呢很多就是对现那个政治的情况呢蛮不满的哈。那这位学生都跟我讲，他修行很多年了，他自己他从小的修行。跟说我不想修行那个这个慈悲心啊，我不想修行慈悲心，因为我怕担心我修行慈悲心修行的太好呢，会有感受到这个平等心啊，就会让我呢不想要继续去争取那个正义了，因为现在的情况不会很不正义啊，很不公义。我在想啊，我很感恩他这么这么愿意那个分享，我相信他不是唯一一位有这样子的想法哈。那个通常呢谈培养慈悲心都是很多人想要参与的哈，那个是时间是唯一一次有人啊、哦、我不想培养慈悲心那个是那个这个政治情的情况呢蛮多人这样的想法啊。So we can see that this is a challenging situation. So I'm not saying that this is easy to do. I didn't say it's easy to do. But so knowing that it's not easy and there's a lot of pitfall help us remember really to be clear about what we're doing. It is challenging to to remain engaged and not give up. So like this student, she doesn't want to give up on fighting for justice. Be engaged and not become numb about the situation and not allow hatred and anger to fill our heart. That is tough. That's why many people choose not to engage because they think, oh, I don't get involved with something that's upsetting, then I cannot be angry. Well, then you're just not engaged. You know, you're just like staying home sleeping. So, so it's a tough balance, but that's what a practitioner is to do. Not to be numb, but be engaged while watching our mind carefully, not to give rise to hatred. 那这个是很困难的哈，我刚才没有说这个修行很容易，我没有说修行很容易哈，修行是很困难的。可是呢，当我们知道修行是很困难，有什么地方我们会容易犯错误，我们就会比较记得小心了哈，在修行的过程里面，那这个是很困难的，因为就是说我们要。还是不要躲起来，什么都不管，我什么都不看不见啊！我有些人就会，我怎么不管呢、啊？不看不见呢、啊？不看不见就不会生气啦，就没有问题，我就很平静哈、啊。这个哈、啊、是躲在好像、啊、什么鸟啊，那个头躲在沙里面那种哈、啊。修行，佛陀没有叫我们把那个头躲在沙里面，我们是还是。好好的 在这个社会生活奉献，可是我们在这个社会生活奉献就自然会碰到一些这些困难的情况。所以为什么我们要修行，常常关照我们的心有没有在升起嗔恨心，这个很难的，可是这个就是我们的修行。 So what I've been talking about, the misunderstanding about equanimity. What's equanimity? Equanimity, in a way you can say that it's a commitment. It's a commitment to practice whether things are going well or not. Equanimity is a commitment to practice whether things are going well or not. 我刚才讲了、啊、很多这个平等心，对这个平等心这个误解哈。那么平等心究竟是什么哈、啊、或许我刚才说了哈，平等心是一种修行，是一种修行。平等心这种修行是什么，就是我们可以说是一种就发这个愿，对自己发这个愿，无论我们的情况是顺利还是不顺利，情况是好还是很困难，我们还是要修行。这个就是平等心的修行。 So now when things are going well, which we always like, let's, you know, Buddha, everyone, just help me, you know, make things go well. We would like things to go well. We commit to remembering to contemplate all the causes and conditions that make this possible, so that we remember to cultivate this gratitude. And to watch out for arrogance. For arrogance, it's easy to think that when things are going well, oh, it's me, I'm so awesome, you know, I'm like so smart, it's all me, I work so hard, it's all me. That's when we forget to cultivate this awareness. It's not, yes, you are part of it, but there are a lot of causes and conditions, many things going right, other people, visible or invisible, their effort that make this possible. And be grateful for all the causes and conditions that come together. So, commitment to practice when things are going well. That's actually when we are most likely to forget. We just go back to our self-centered habits. It's all me. Awesome. I'm great. Right. 当这个那个我们的生活啊事情啊很顺利的时候呢，其实呢的时候呢，我们还是要修行，还是那个发愿要修行，就是事情很顺利的时候，我们修行，记得练习，记得这个当下发生的事情是很多很多因缘和合而成的、啊、那这样子我们才会记得感恩所有的因缘、啊、然后呢可以要看、啊、要小心那个慢心的升起，因为当那个事情但是事情很顺利的时候呢，很容易我们就有这个习性的心态，想，哎，我好棒啊，我这么聪明啊，我能力这么高啊，我很努力啊，都是因为我做的事情，这个我做的这么棒，哈，很容易，然后就是什么，就忘记了，忘记是。很多很多人都有付出，都是他们的，都有我们的努力是这个因缘的一部分，可是还有很多我们他 看不到的、没想到的因缘在辅助我们，让这个事情发生。所以当事情很顺利的时候，我们最容易忘记，最容易忘记，这个就慢性的身体了。所以其实事情顺利的时候呢，我们最容易忘记修行。所以平等心就是事情很顺利的时候还是要记得修行，还是记得修行。This is difficult to remember. Think about people who practice meditation. When they sit in meditation, oh, like, this is so good. I'm on a method. I'm awesome. I think I'm going to attain Buddhahood now. And forget all about practicing. You know, they think this is going to go on forever like this. That's when we are most easy for one to fall off the practice. So a community is to good, I still practice. Things are going well, I still practice. 那这个修行禅坐的菩萨呢，常常会有发生的这件事情啊，就是打坐的时候这支香做得很好，或是那天做得很好，那个心都很安静、很平静啊，那用方法用得很好，说啊、哦、哇这个。这个修行者好舒服啊，好好。那我想我快成佛了哈，这边讲这样想哈，都忘记了，完全忘记那个修行了，已经。所以呢，最容易发生，顺利的时候最容易发生。好，所以呢，好不好都是要记得，还是很好，还是修行。师父常常讲的，好，师父以前常常讲的，在打坐的时候，好不好还是。继续用方法。This is what Master Shen Yan talked about all the time. Meditation. It's good sitting, bad sitting, doesn't matter. Just sit, practicing the method. He made it sound like he made it very simple, but it's very difficult to remember every time that happens. But when things are not going well, not going the way we wish, this is also, we also continue to commit to practicing. Commit to remembering that everything that happens is the coming together of causes and conditions. So this is not going the way we had planned or wished. That's because not all the causes and conditions materialized. So we might have done our part. We may have done everything we had planned to do. But that's only part of the causes and conditions, remember? But it's hard to remember. And so we get very upset and frustrated if we forget to practice remembering that everything is coming together of causes and conditions. 那当那个事情呢不顺利，不顺利意思就是事情不是我们想象、我们计划这样子的进行的时候呢，我们还是记得要修行。那我记得修行，记得修行，修行什么？修行练习记得。所有的事情，所有的现象都是因缘和合产生的。好，那这个当这个事情没有在我好像我计划想象这样子的发生，为什么不是所有的因缘都具足啊？可是我们很容易忘记，我们很容易就会觉得。可是我很努力啦，我因为我计划我做的我要做的东西我都全部做了，为什么没有发生，没有好好的这样子做？我因为我们做的只是因缘的一部分啊，是吗？忘记了，又忘记了，是有很多其他的因缘的。这个就让我们可以练习记得很多那个因缘呢，不只是我们自己一个人造成的。 那这样子呢，当我们这样子可以修行的话呢，我们也还是可以继续下去，是不是？好，情况好，情况不好，还是继续修行。So this equanimity comes from our full acceptance of ourselves, our full acceptance of ourselves. 这个平等心呢，的修行呢，是从我们就这个过程呢里面呢，是要修行我们完完全全的接受我们这个人是怎么一样的情况。 I just realized I just talk about something that really need an entire talk to talk about, but I will what does it mean is that especially when things are not going wellit's easy for us to look back to think about what is that I could have done differently. Have you, any one of you done that? Like you do, and say, oh, I really kind of screwed up on that one. I should have done that instead of that. Anyone like thought that you should have done something differently? Never. Like so. I don't know what went wrong. Right. So like we might, a lot of our suffering come from feeling regret, feeling that I should have done something. Why didn't I see that? Why did I make them? Why did I do that? Right. And this full acceptance that I talked about has to do with the practice of understanding that in that momentWe made a decision to do something. That was the best decision we could make in that moment. That decision we make in that moment is the coming together of many causes and conditions with the information we had, with the mentality we had in that moment, with our physical and mental ability in that moment. That's it.And hindsight is always 20/20. It's like, I should have thought of that. Well, I didn't think of that moment. Oops. So, that moment, you made the best decision you could in that moment. Does it mean that you cannot make a better decision in the next moment? No. But in that moment, you made the best decision you could have made in that moment, given all the causes and conditions in that moment.Full acceptance of ourselves. Is it easy to do? No, because we like to beat ourselves up and tell ourselves that no, why was I so stupid and all that stuff. But that's the practice. 那我刚才讲的这个要完完全全接受我们自己是一个修行平等心的一个过程呢，一部分是什么意思呢？大概我们每个人都有这个经验呢，就是呢做了一个事情我们就后悔，为什么我不做这样子做呢？为什么做这个方式都是不好的啊？有这样子不好的结果，菩萨们大概有这样子的经验吧，啊，就后悔啦，后悔自己做的一些决定啊，就会怪我们自己啊，做得不好啊。这个完完全全接受我们自己，这个修行呢，就是要练习记得，我们每一个当下做的一些决定、做的行为呢，都是我们那个当下所有的因缘和合，是那个当下可以做的最好的一个决定。我们之后可能会想，为什么我们没有想到那个之后才想到，那个当下没想到，那个时候忘记了，没想到，就这样子。所以那个当下的那个因缘就是没想到那个， 那个当下就是只能想到这件事情，因为我只能想到这个事情，我就做了这个决定，就这样子。那是不是代表我那个当下做的那个决定的那个决定或者行为不可以好一点？不是啊，你下一个当下可以，那个因缘不一样，可以好一点。可是那个当下就是那个因缘，我们练习这样子去接受每一个当下，我们做的事情都是哪一个当下，哪一个当下因缘可以让我们做到的最好的一个。这个不是很容易哦，因为我们的习性就是要怪我们啊，哎呀，我这为什么这么笨啊，那个时候没有想到那个啊，那个是我们的习性。好，知道有这个习性也是我们的修行的一部分。好，说那这个是哎，我那个做的对吧，犯的错误，可是这个当下我不用不需要继续再犯这个错误，可是接受了。So this full acceptance of ourselves is what allow us will allow us to cultivate this equanimity. And if we practice cultivating this awareness of how everything is the coming together of many causes and conditions, we will naturallybe filled with gratitude for everyone doing what they do. While we know that maybe this could be done better, there's room for improvement, so we know what we can do differently next time. In this moment, this is what allowed by all the causes and conditions. And we are still grateful that this happened. Because this is the moment that all this set of causes and conditions come together, which is a miracle in and of itself. So equanimity is not about not knowing, not being able to tell,the difference between a job well done versus a job that's done sloppily. But regardless of that, we're still grateful that someone has done something. Someone thinks it's done. Otherwise, I often think of the, think about an example, like, I don't know if you can relate to that. You're home and you have work to do, and maybe your kid or your spouse helped do the dishes. Oh, well, it wasn't done to your standard. But thank goodness someone did the dishes so you could do what you need to do. We can still be grateful while knowing clearly thatwhat has happened is what's done. So it's not that you can't tell difference in quality, but we can still continue to cultivate this gratitude of the coming together of causes and conditions. 当我们记得修行培养这个这个培养这个关照我们的心啊，清清楚楚知道每一个当下都是很多因缘和合才可以发生的，我们自然而然心里面就会充满的那个感恩心，感恩所有人做的事情，好，而不是呢，那当然我们是说这个平等心呢，不是说哦，我不知道这个好做得好做得不好都是一样，不是，这个是一个错误的想法。那个我常常想到一个例子呢，就是 啊，可能有大家不少有这个经验的，家里啊自己有很多事情在忙啊，然后呢那个洗碗槽里面一大堆盘子啊，那请那个我就是请我一先生了哈，那个或是呢小孩哈，让他们做那个清洁，那个洗把那些盘子洗一下，可能没有洗得很干净啊，所以我们很清楚知道，不是洗得很干净哈，不是说哎呀还是很干净啦，不是，很清楚洗得不是很干净，可是还是很感恩，因为他帮忙洗了。我可以做我要忙的事情，是吧？所以呢，这个平等心不是说闭起眼睛什么看不到，是非不分，好不好不会分，不是。可是因缘具足可以做到的什么事情，我们还是很感恩这个当下所有可以发生的事情，因缘允许可以发生的事情，还是很感恩。这个就是怎么样去培养我们的平等心，是正确的方法。感恩大家，阿弥陀佛 ，Thank you very much 。